This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. That is from Psalm 34:18. Around the world, people struggle with depression and thoughts of suicide. Sometimes this can be helped by professional counseling, and sometimes there is a biological and chemical reason inside the body for these thoughts and feelings. Jesus Christ cares about all of us. He wants us to come to Him in saving faith to be born again. This helps us live through the struggles of life now and to ensure eternal life with God when we die. But it is God alone who determines the day of our death. We have the power to kill ourselves, but not the right to do so. Life is a precious gift from God, and it is not up to us to overtake the authority of God in our lives. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are, and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. First of all, I am not a mental health counselor or a physician. I am speaking as a concerned Christian broadcaster. I want to make us all aware of the problem. We cannot avoid it. Globally, it is estimated that 5% of adults suffer from depression worldwide. At its worst, depression can lead to suicide. Over 700,000 people die due to suicide every year. Suicide is the fourth leading cause of death in 15 to 29-year-olds. If you are feeling depressed or you feel like hurting yourself, tell a Christian friend, a pastor, a teacher, or call a counseling telephone number. These numbers are available in most countries of the world. Here is a website that gives resources in many nations. http://www.suicide.org/international-suicide-hotlines.html. I know that was a lot. I will repeat this later in the program if you did not have pen and paper ready just now. In the U.S., you can call the National Suicide Hotline 1-800-273-8255. With all of the crises happening with COVID, plus war and terrorism in many nations, many people are experiencing mental depression, deep sadness, and even thoughts of suicide. The Bible reminds us that God is near, especially near, when we are in a relationship with Him through Jesus. Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." Isaiah 40:31 adds this, "But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Depression is a widespread condition affecting millions of people, Christians and non-Christians alike. Those suffering from depression can experience intense feelings of sadness, anger, hopelessness, fatigue, and a variety of other symptoms. They may begin to feel useless and even suicidal, losing interest in things and people that they once enjoyed. Depression is often triggered by life circumstances, such as the loss of a job, death of a loved one, divorce, or psychological problems, such as abuse or low self-esteem. The Bible tells us to be filled with joy and praise. Philippians 4:4, Romans 15:11. So God apparently intends for us to all live joyful lives. This is not easy for someone suffering from situational depression, but it can be remedied through God's gifts of prayer, Bible study and application, support groups, fellowship among believers, confession, forgiveness, and counseling. we must make the conscious effort to not be absorbed in ourselves, but to turn our efforts outward. Feelings of depression can often be solved when those suffering with depression move the focus from themselves to Christ and to others. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Clinical depression is a physical condition that must be diagnosed by a physician. It may not be caused by unfortunate life circumstances, nor can the symptoms be alleviated by trying harder. Contrary to what some in the Christian community believe, clinical depression is not always caused by sin. Depression can sometimes be caused by a physical disorder that needs to be treated with medication and/or counseling. Of course, God is able to cure any disease or disorder. However, in some cases, seeing a doctor for depression is no different than seeing a doctor for an injury. There are some things that those who suffer from depression can do to alleviate their anxiety. They should make sure that they are staying in the Word of God, the Bible, even when they do not feel like it. Emotions can lead us astray, but the Word of God stands firm and unchanging. We must maintain strong faith in God and hold even more tightly to Him when we undergo trials and temptations. The Bible tells us that God will never allow temptations into our lives that are too much for us to handle. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Now please, get your pen and paper ready to write down an important website address that I mentioned earlier. This can help you. If you are feeling depressed or feel like hurting yourself, tell a Christian friend, a pastor, a teacher, or call a counseling telephone number. These numbers are available in most countries of the world. Here is a website address that gives resources in many nations. www.suicide, that's S-U-I-C-I-D-E, .org/international-suicide-hotlines.html. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. That's from Proverbs 3:5-6. The threat of suicide is frightening and should be taken seriously. Many times such a threat is merely a cry for help. Those with suicidal thoughts may be so distraught that they cannot imagine life improving, and they simply want the pain to go away. Suicide may seem the only alternative, yet the mention of it is often a desperate attempt to get the attention of someone who may be able to stop the pain. Suicide is sin, so anyone contemplating it needs to remember that. See Matthew 5:21-22. Human beings are the creation of God, and none of us have the right to murder God's creation, even if we make ourselves the victim. Suicide is telling God that He doesn't know what He is doing and does not understand how hard life is. Read Psalm 139:16. It says that all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God sets the length of our lives, not us. Before we can help someone who is suicidal, we need to have a clear understanding that suicide is never a good option. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief," meaning Satan, "comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Life here and now and eternal life in heaven is what Jesus was referring to. When a friend or family member hints that he is contemplating suicide, we should urge him to see a doctor. Many times, depression or some physical problem may be at the root of the suicidal thoughts. Proper medical treatment may alleviate the suicidal thoughts and return the person to healthy thinking. Physicians can also refer the suicidal person to a mental health professional for evaluation and treatment. Medication and talk therapy have helped many people abandon suicidal thoughts and return to their lives. A concerned friend or family member should keep a close watch on the suicidal person to make sure she is following through on the suggestions. Often, suicidal people do not care enough about their own lives to pursue help, so loving friends and family should step in and make sure the available help is utilized. When physical and mental health have been addressed, we can help a suicidal person by also addressing his spiritual state. If the person does not profess to follow Christ, her despair could be due to a lack of hope or purpose. A Christian can use this opportunity to share Christ with a suicidal person. When he comes to realize that his life has meaning and his future is in the hands of God, the need to end his life may vanish. If the Christian is unsure how to explain his or her faith, much help is available. Tell the suicidal person the gospel message and show them how they can become a Christian and get saved. 1 Peter 5:7 gives this advice, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. It may help to empathize with the person, letting him know that he is not alone in feeling so low. Remind her that life comes in seasons, and she will not always hurt this badly. A new and better season is coming if he can continue to walk through this valley. Direct her to the Psalms that express the depths of human emotion. Read with him if he is too despondent to read alone. Psalms such as 6, 42, and 22, which Jesus quoted in part on the cross, help to put into words the pain in our heart. Remind her that Jesus knows what such despair feels like, and he walked through it for us, Matthew 26:38. The suicidal person is not disappointing God due to feeling bad. Any condemnation is from the enemy, not God. We can gently remind her that despair is imagining a future without God in it, and he promises never to leave us, Hebrews 13:5. We must keep in mind that regardless of what decision a suicidal person makes, we are not responsible for it. Most of the time, family and friends blame themselves when someone they love commits suicide. This adds to the sorrow, but the blame is misplaced. Loved ones may have tried everything they know to do, but the final decision is not theirs. If someone is determined to end his or her life, there is nothing anyone can say or do to prevent it. We are each held responsible for our own actions. God does not hold us responsible for the choices of another. False guilt is a tool of the devil to steal our joy and future. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. I will leave you today with this text from Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks for what you have. And because you belong to Christ Jesus, the peace of God will stand guard over all your thoughts and feelings. His peace can do this far better than our human minds.